Hello, this is Dr. Evelyn Engel, Surgeon Cleaning and Aspirin Report on Lawrence Kahn, date of birth 12-3-1964, date of procedure July 16, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgeny Goltradio. Referring physicians, Dr. Edmund Delgado. Procedure performed as colonoscopy with cold biopsy, pelvic biopsy, and comical snare, colectomy, and cold biopsies, and esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy, pelvic biopsy, comical biopsies. Indication is colorectal cancer screening, common dyspepsia, common dysphagia. Description of procedure and pharmacosynthesis obtained, period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug action, as well as the possibility of missing lesion. Suture malignancy, we're all explaining to the patient. The patient is brought to an anesthesia suite, placed in a lateral position, finished for anesthesia service, among the anesthesia care. While lubricated, only the videogastroscope is introduced into the esophagus, advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the bottom. Careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb. Second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, retroflex, used to stay in the cardio. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of scope. The patient was in turnaround in left lateral position. Digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated limb studio colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ischial valve, confluences of folds. The terminal limb was intubated and valued. Period. Careful examination of the vein of the cecum, ischial valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and rectum, or retroflex used to stay in the rectum. Period. Boston valve prep score is greater than so. Seven, 2-3-2, comma, good prep. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal, at upper endoscopy, next line, there was an approximately, there was a diminutive esophageal polyp at 20 centimeters from the bite block. This was, removed with cold biopsy, polypectomy, next line. Otherwise, a remarkable proximal mid-esophagus. Common biopsies are obtained for further evaluation for EOE, given the dysphagia. Next line, the Z-line was mildly irregular, 40 centimeters from the bite block, with evidence of two tongues of salmon-colored mucosa that extended greater than 1 centimeter proximally, common prog C0 and 1.5, common biopsies are obtained in all four quadrants for the Seattle protocol for evaluation for Barrett's esophagus. Next line. The esophagus was widely patent. Next time, there was patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the interim body for histology and through a lead H. pylori. Next time, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next time, at colonoscopy, next time, terminal ileum colon last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next time, random colon biopsies were obtained in the right colon for further evaluation for microscopic colitis. Next line. Boston Bob score was graded as 7,2-3-2, comma, good prep. Next line, there was diminutive hepatic flexure sessile polyps from a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were two rectal sessile polyps from, ranging in size from 8 to 10 millimeters removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of pan diverticulosis coli. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that are on retroflexion that were moderate in size and non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, continue H2 blocker at this time. Come if biopsy come back positive for Barrett's esophagus, we'll need PPI and repeat endoscopy in 3 years. Next line. Patient does report that his dysphagia symptoms have improved significantly. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, can discuss hemorrhoidal banding in the office. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Thank you.